And now it's time to play Republican or Not with your host, Benson Dubois.
Hello and welcome to the show. The game is simple. We're going to meet some people, and our contestants have to guess whether they're Republican or not. Seems easy, right? Hello, contestants.
How adorable. Somebody else has picked up on the game that we used to play all the time. Oh man, the good times. You know, when we was all sit around and try to figure out who was a Republican and who was not? Yeah, that was way before somebody made it perfectly clear who a Republican is and who is not. I wonder who that could be. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another stimulating episode of Morning Reload. From high above all other pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. That's right, my friends, I've finally returned to the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command here in Buffalo. Had a good trip last week, though. Traveled all the way from Buffalo to Douglas and then all the way to Cody, Wyoming, where I met with a number of stalwart conservatives. Stalwart. Well, now there's a word that has cropped up in the media lately. I wonder what that means. Well, I know one person that doesn't fit the definition. In fact, let's let Saturday Night Live tell us about it.
All right, let's bring out our next guest, Liz.
Good afternoon.
Is that? I feel like I recognize her.
Maybe you do. Start the clock.
I'm a congresswoman from Wyoming. I'm endorsed by the NRA and have an 80% rating from the American Conservative Union.
Nobody wants to ring in?
Yeah, I really want to. It seems so obvious, but this game is weird.
My name is Liz Cheney. I'm the daughter of Vice President Dick Cheney.
She's the daughter of Dick Cheney.
Okay, y'all are being real tricky here, aren't you?
I'm a Republican.
Republican. She just said she's a Republican.
No, sorry. Again, that is wrong.
What? How?
The Wyoming Republican Party actually voted Representative Cheney out this week for opposing Donald Trump.
I am a Republican.
You might tell everybody that, but it's not what other Republicans say. Like it or not, you are the Rachel Dolezal of the Republican Party.
Well, I don't care. I've been fighting for Republican values all my life.
Oh, that is so cute. We will see you on MSNBC in about a week.
So while all of us real conservatives were having a good time spreading this thing around from Saturday Night Live, the Pravda on the Platte and the Cowpie were printing something else. And I'll tell you about it here in just a second. But first, some totally egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Crickets Cheney and you have no idea what a real Republican is, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself, just like you should have been doing this whole time, but didn't. Morning Reload is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a giant roping arena or any type of structure for that matter, you should give my friends Nick and Jesse a call at 307-674-2532. These two guys are the experts in what they do, and they've been doing it longer than anybody else around. So give them a call or check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. A quick program note. You definitely don't want to miss our Wednesday Thanksgiving Day special. This will be the first Thanksgiving that Cowboy State politics has been around. Yeah, I know. It's only been a year. But anyway, we're going to do something totally different and tell you about the real story of Thanksgiving. This is a tradition that was started by Rush's show, and I see no reason why we ought not continue it. I'm also going to read at least one Thanksgiving Day proclamation from George Washington, and maybe we'll do another one. We'll just see what time allows. But anyway, don't miss the Wednesday show. I'm going to take a step back and tell you what Thanksgiving Day is really about and how it really started. And for most of you, it's not the story that you were told in school. Not even close. Okay, on with the program. It's been a while since we've looked at a little liberal lunacy, courtesy of the Red Star and the Cow Pie. And since it's Monday and it's Thanksgiving week, I figured you could use a good laugh with all of your relatives. That's right, my friends. We're going to take a little trip to red-coated frontier Republican fantasy land. The op-ed in question first appeared in the pages of the Red Star, and it was entitled The Path Toward Irrelevance by Susan Stubson. Now, it was later reprinted by the Cow Pie under the title, How Did the Party of Ideas Ooze into the Party of Vitriol? Now, I have to tell you, for once, the Casper Star Tribune actually printed the truth. Well, at least a little bit, in which they told you exactly who Susan Stubson was, or at least they made a valid attempt. She's a member of the Natrona County Republican Party Executive Committee, which means that she's intimately involved in all things Frontier Republican coming out of Natrona County. The Cow Pie just referred to her as a guest columnist. Don't think that they're bestowing any sort of stature on Ms. Stubson. All that means is she's right up there with good old Rod Miller. Okay, so here we go. The op-ed begins with, I quote, I winced at the first post from the national news source, grimaced at the second, the third time I checked my pulse. I doubt very seriously that you did that, Susan, because the first media post came from Natrona County State Committee man Joe McGinley. And since you're on the executive committee in Natrona County, I'm pretty sure you knew exactly what he was doing. Now, just to give you an idea of how fast the Natrona County red-coated frontier Republicans ran to the press, is they beat me to the story, and I live right across the street from where that meeting happened. Anyhow, the article continues, quote, this past weekend, the Wyoming GOP held its quarterly state committee meeting, the outcome of which was a flurry of asinine resolutions, best characterized as clubby playground tattling. The Central Committee's actions also thrust my party into the national dialogue as the latest example of political party dysfunction, end quote. Do you know who did all the thrusting into the national political media? Joe McGinley. From Natrona County. He was all over the news Sunday. CNN, MSNBC, probably. There was a couple of others that I'm totally missed. But remember, the article in question came from CBS News, and you can find it at cowboystatepolitics.com, where he starts the crazy narrative that the vote was 31-29, when the truth is, it was...
If we count as 32, if you are... And 29, no... Well, that motion has passed.
To her credit, Stubby didn't mention the vote count, unlike her dumb colleague, Frontier Joe McGinley. Secondly, I was not aware that two resolutions constituted a flurry, as Stubby says in her op-ed. Quote, the Cheney resolution accompanied a head-spinning resolution in the state legislature censuring two stalwart Republicans, Senator Larry Hicks and Representative Steve Harshman, while ignoring the hateful and obscene diatribes by committee man Troy Bray. A couple of things here. Nobody got censured by the state committee meeting. Didn't happen. The only thing that resolution said is for Natrona County and Carbon County to handle their own business. Second, Troy Bray is not a committee man. He's a precinct man. Committee man, state party. Precinct man, county party. Of course, good old Susan Stubson knows this because she's a member of the executive committee for the Natrona County GOP. Third, and finally on this point, her reference to stalwart conservatives like Steve Harshman, who we derisively refer to as flitters. Yeah, that guy floats around anything that has a dollar sign attached to it. She continues, The state GOP's game plan seems to be conflict and distraction. I think they thrive on it. The cherry picking is at an all-time high. The resolutions, which have no practical effect, overlooked gross misconduct of its friendlies, Troy Bray, and served up ham-handed response to the productive Hicks and Harshman. By cherry picking, I'm assuming she means overlooking things like this. Beep. Meeting, beep, beep, beep. Now, of course, I'm not going to play the whole thing for you without the beep, because our standards are too high here at Cowboy State Politics, but I wonder why Susan Stubson and the rest of her executive committee have not moved to do something with Steve Harshman. It couldn't be that he's too stalwart of a Republican. Oh, by the way, if you want to know why we have a problem with funding education in the state of Wyoming, you can blame it entirely, almost entirely, on Steve Harshman. Stubby's op-ed continues, "The Stubsons were a grateful product of that process, yet in the past 5 years, the party has focused instead on winnowing its ranks into obscurity via purity tests, outing those public servants who do not toe the ever-changing party line, fomenting phantom issues, and suing one another." It's interesting that she blames the party that's getting sued for the existence of such lawsuits. And what is it that happened about 5 years ago that would change her view of the state party? I wonder what it is. It couldn't be that Tim Stubson got beat by a whopping 22 points in the 2016 election, could it? And this whole outing public servants who do not toe the party line business, if you haven't noticed, Susan, and I'm sure you have, which is why you wrote this ridiculous op-ed, there's only 13 of you frontier Republicans on the state central committee. 13 out of 73. How could you possibly consider yourself any part of the conservatives? Well, that you don't. That's why you created your own little party inside the party called the Red-Coated Frontier Republicans. How the leadership of the Natrona County Republican Party gets elected, I'll never know, because there are some really conservative people that I know in Natrona County. But whoever elected Joe McGinley and Susan Stubson needs to have their head examined, because they are definitely not conservative at all. She ends her ridiculous op-ed with, quote, "Until then, I'm a Republican at sea, untethered to the state party, which demonizes the thoughtful and celebrates the miscreant." Miscreants like Steve Harshman. A conservative without a party. End quote. Well, Susan Stubson, if you would pay your county shares to the state party, which, by the way, you owe about $25,000, and the last payment you made was a check for $50, and it wasn't even sent by the county party. So maybe if you wanted a party to be tethered to, you should consider paying your shares like every other county in the state does. And secondly, maybe you should step down and stop writing ridiculous op-eds that nobody really wants to read. And if you don't like the majority conservative party in the state of Wyoming, there's a whole statutory process where you can start your own party. Trust me, you'll feel a lot better when you stop being a Democrat who can't spell. Well, that'll do it for this morning. Now, don't miss the Wednesday episode where we're going to do a little Thanksgiving Day tradition. Until then, from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.